Good morning and welcome. I'm Barbara Fode. I'm a member of the congregation. And so whatever brings you here today, whether it is your custom to come, whether it's curiosity that brought you here, or whether there's some kind of crisis in your life and you're needing some solace, please know that you are welcome here, and we hope that you experience God's love. To help you learn about our ministries, if you are new, there are red welcome folders out this door or in the back, and maybe if you are new, someone will grab one for you during our greeting time. There are bulletins to help guide you through our worship, and inside you'll find a green slip. We would love for you to at least put your name on that, so that helps us know who's here, and if you're new, please feel free to fill out other things. The top of it has a place for you to put prayer requests. So you can do that. Those will be read aloud during the service. And so if you would like to do that, there'll be a time when the ushers will gather the prayer slip, so you might want to fill that out now. And otherwise, put the green slip with your name on it in the offering. Lots of opportunities here for getting involved and our mission and ministry program. Next week is Rally Day, which means we're all going to rally around and come, and we need everybody for this one Sunday, everybody to come at 10, because I'm told the activities require people of all ages and all abilities, so it will only work if you come, and that's at 10 a.m. Then we're going to gather after church to welcome some of our newcomers, particularly those friends, brothers and sisters who've come from James Street Church. So there'll be some extra refreshments and things, so plan to stay a little bit longer. And then if I can entice you to be part of our welcoming team as a greeter or an usher, we're going to gather after the party to talk just about how to do that. We serve something like 111 this morning for breakfast. And if in case you are a little bit hungry, there are two styrofoam containers in the gathering room after worship that have lots of pancakes that you could have or take home. You remember what happened in the Baton Rouge area, and so we are part of a challenge to put together flood buckets that will go through the Methodist Church, either to them or back to replenish the stockpile that was depleted for the Louisiana folks. So I believe there's something in your bulletins about that. We could use money or we could use supplies, and we have a goal to meet, so nothing like a challenge to get us going. Finally, if you like to sing or like to do music, oh, there's Lee with a flood bucket right now. Wow, it looks heavy. Great. Wow, she's going to put it right up there so you can take a peek and look at it. That was perfect timing, Lee, and I didn't even know that was coming. So back to if you like to sing or play music, our handbell choir would love to have you, and they're meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 right here. And on Thursday night, our choir is beginning also at 7:30. So we will be looking forward to having them part of our mission and ministry. Leading in worship today are Gwen Tillipafe, who is our liturgist and also one of our lay leaders. Our pastor Alicia Wood is here. And now you'll get to meet Martha Sutter, who's going to help lead us in our hymn sing.
Good morning. This is our last hymn sing of the summer. It's really been enjoyable to hear your selections and sing such a wide diversity of music. And as Barbara said, choir will be back next week if anyone is interested in joining us. We'd love to have you. So I'm open for suggestions here. 696. Well, that's a challenge to find. There we go. Well, it's very appropriate for today.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shore.
Jane?
688.
Verse 2, okay. Stand for this one.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoice.
Four fifty-one.
Be all else to me, save that thou art.
Before we sing our last hymn, I just want to put in, I can see the 9/11 theme happening here. And for those of you who don't know, I work at Syracuse University, and the chapel there has also been touched by the changes in the Methodist Church. And so the choir, the Hendricks Chapel Choir, is now going to be doing an evening service on Sunday night, a half-hour service of sung prayers. It's at 7 o'clock. The first one is tonight, and it will be followed at 7:30 by a short vigil on the steps for 9/11. So if that interests any of you, I'd like to invite you. So we'll now end with I Dream of a Church on the screen.
I dream of a church where everyone is welcome. I dream of a place we all can call home. I dream of a world where justice is flowing, with hope and peace growing, and God's will is done. Make it so.
We do dream of a church where love reigns among us. And so we come to our final Phoenix affirmation. There's a lot going on up here, but I first want to read it to you. Christian love of ourselves includes acting on the faith that we are born with a meaning and purpose, a vocation and ministry that serves to strengthen and extend God's realm of love. And so throughout these 12 weeks, our affirmations have grown and grown. Our tent has grown and grown. And so we start here with our three banners, because the Phoenix affirmations are based on the greatest commandment, love our God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love our neighbors as ourselves. So we have love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. All the red affirmations on our tent have to do with love of God. All of the orange have to do with love of neighbor. And now we are to love of self, which are our yellow sides of our tent. And we've been building a tent because we believe everyone can fit in our tent. The tent is so large. God's love, God's kingdom, however you want to express it, is so big that everyone can fit inside. And we have another piece up here. We have our flames. And throughout the time, the 12 weeks, we've been talking about how the Phoenix affirmations were written in Phoenix, Arizona. But they also have been a way for us to claim back the name Christian and to rise out of the ashes, the name Christian, just as a phoenix rises out of the ashes. And so today, we have our phoenix. Isn't that wonderful? Were you surprised when you saw a big phoenix bird up there? And we didn't plan that it was going to be the exact same color as our banners. It just, God is at work. The Holy Spirit is with us and among us. It's incredible. So now we have our phoenix rising from the ashes, and we say that our Christian is being, the name Christian is being reclaimed. So welcome today. I'm so glad you're here. And next week we will have a full day full of welcome as we start our new series. I'm really excited about where we've come in the last 12 weeks, and I'm so glad you've been on the journey with us.
Good morning. Welcome. I'm Gwen Tilapafe, your liturgist.
And if you are able to rise, please join me in our call to worship. Before we got up this morning and decided to come to church, God was waiting for us to welcome us with grace. When we are unsure of what to do, when we falter before the next step, we come to listen to God's voice, to learn from the one who teaches us all we ever need to know. When we are surrounded by cruelty and injustice, when our fears cripple our souls, God delivers us with steadfast love. We are set free to be God's sons and daughters. Let us, forgiven and beloved people of God, offer one another a sign of God's peace.
Welcome. I'm so glad to see all of you. I'm Pastor Alicia. It's nice to meet you all. And I have so much to talk to you about. But first, I'm wondering how school went this week. Yeah? And how did it go? Good? Anyone else? How did school go this week? How was it waking up in the morning? Was that easy? So today we're going to talk about, I have so many things I want to talk to you about, but one of the things we're going to talk about is, I'm wondering, what do you want to be when you grow up? Yeah. A scientist? What else? Anyone else have any ideas what they want to be when they grow up? Yes? Chemist? A chemist? We have a scientist and a chemist. We got one more, and a chef. So we have three great careers on our way. And so today we're going to talk about how in whatever you do, whether you're a chef or a scientist or a chemist, any of these things, you always can be a Christian. And when you go out into the world, no matter what your vocation, whether it's paid or a volunteer position, you're always able to interact with people in a way that is full of God's love, sharing God's love. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And whatever you do, how you can share God's love as you do what you do every day. And so the other thing I want to talk to you about besides this is next week is our fall kickoff rally day, which means it's the first day of Sunday school. So at 10 a.m. or even maybe 9:55, we need everybody to come here and go down the stairs because we're going to have a big event for adults and children, and we're going to do some fun stuff, and then we're going to go into our Sunday school rooms at the end, okay? So you know which room you're going to for Sunday school. All right, so can you remember that next week, 10 a.m.? Okay, we have two people shaking their heads, yes. So can we get together in a circle and we'll pray? Okay, I can tell that the week has made them weary. I got up before them. All right, here we go. Loving God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that we are able to be a Christian no matter what we do or who we interact with. Whether we want to be a scientist, a chemist, or a chef, or something else, we can share your love. And we pray that you keep us always mindful of this. Amen.
Holy God of love and light, we are so grateful to have another beautiful summer day. As summer draws to a close, we praise you for harvest time now upon us and the bountiful table we will be able to share. God, forgive us when we separate ourselves from you, when we do not look to the light or listen to your call. Grace us with understanding, keep us humble, keep us mindful of your love and care. Please also hear the prayers lifted today for the many names we have named aloud and for those silent prayers on our heart. On this day, September 11th, we remember. We thank you for guiding us through the shadows cast over us 15 years ago. We continue the hope for peace and understanding all over our earth. Through the Holy Spirit, come dwell in our hearts while we continue to pray as Jesus taught. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, and I am reading from the Common English Bible. Before I created you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I made you a prophet to the nations. And our second reading, also from the Common English Bible, is from Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 8. We have many parts in one body, but the parts don't all have the same function. In the same way, though there are many of us, we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that have been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion. The one showing mercy should be cheerful. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our story today comes in song. So I think this song speaks for itself.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble now. I thought, how'd we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty. This morning, saw a world full of trouble now. I thought, how'd we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. Now listen. If not us, then who? If not me and you? Right now. Well, it's time for us to do
be seated. That song always makes me cry, so I gotta get myself together real quick here. In the meantime, let's read our affirmation once again. Christian love of ourselves includes acting on the faith that we are born with a meaning and purpose, a vocation and ministry that serves to strengthen and extend God's realm of love. All right. So we are called to a purpose, not to get into heaven, but to live out our God-given purpose. As our Jeremiah text says, God knew us before we were formed and knew that we each had a purpose. We all have a purpose, a God-given purpose. We are called to live out our purpose and to live with purpose. In the letter to the Ephesians, it says, "For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." We are called to do good deeds, to share God's love in whatever capacity comes before us. The question that goes with conversion is not, are you saved? The question that goes with conversion is, are you used? And this is a quote by Bruce Van Blair. And this quote reminded me of Wesley's Covenant Prayer, which is one of my favorites right now. And I'm going to read this to you because I think it's so lovely and one that I have held in my heart the past several months. And if you want to ever find it again, you can Google it, or it's in our United Methodist Hymnal on page 607. The Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what you will. Rank me for what you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low by thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. To early Christians, being saved meant that you were converted from living for yourself to living for God. This puts you on a new path or way of life. Christianity was originally called simply the way. On this path, you found your true identity and purpose, that one that had been a part of you since the beginning of life, but never grew or blossomed until God became its end point. In other words, whether it be the result of a sudden awakening or a gradual change, at some point, we stop hitting that snooze button in life, and we wake up to discover that just as surely as the sun has been shining gently on our faces before we awakened, so surely has the wild and untamed love of God surrounded us from the very beginning. When the author of Ephesians noted that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works, he isn't talking about merely serving on a church committee. He's talking about devoting ourselves to doing whatever it is that brings us fully alive in this world and gives our soul rest. This is why we're here to begin with. And I've been speaking and quoting Eric Elness out of the book Phoenix Affirmations. Now, it isn't merely about serving on church committees, But I have to tell you, that's coming up as well. You're going to be asked. So some of us know what we're going to do, what our passion is from the beginning, when we're born, or when we start living life. Three of our kids here today knew exactly what they want to be when they grow up, and some were a little hesitant because they haven't found their passion, their purpose. God hasn't told them this is what you're going to do. And some of us know what our purpose is from an inner stirring as a reaction to something that happens in our lives. And 9/11 was one of those reactions. We all remember what our days and that day was like 15 years ago. Many felt called to do something. And God did not do this. God did not do this to the Twin Towers. Humans did this. And as Christians, it's our job to decide how we are going to react to this. How are we called in response to human action, to human hate? Have you all heard the story of the man with the red bandana? I have heard this story throughout the last 15 years several times, and just recently I heard this story again. There was a man that was given a red bandana when he was young. He was given the red bandana by his father when he was a child. And he kept this red bandana throughout his life. He always had it on him in his pocket somewhere, on his head, on his arm, or handkerchief. However, he always had the red bandana with him. And he served as a junior firefighter when he was a teenager and loved it. He went to college and he got a job, I think I remember this, on Wall Street in some way. And so just a couple days or a week before 9/11 took place, he had told his mom, you know what, I got to give this life up and I need to become a firefighter. I know that is my true purpose. I miss it from when I was a teenager and all that I did. And so unfortunately, he didn't get to do that because he was in one of the towers when it was hit by an airplane. And the stories that come from this day are of a man wearing a red bandana over his nose and mouth and helping many come to safety. He would bring them down the stairs and know that they were safe, and then he would go right back up, do it all over again and over again. And as the days went by after the towers had come down, so many people spoke of the man with a red bandana. And sadly, he died when one of the towers came down. And so he's one of the people memorialized at the 9/11 memorial in Lower Manhattan. But he knew his purpose. He knew what he needed to do. He knew it was his call to do good deeds, to go and help people. He had the God-given gifts to do so. In Colossians, it states, "Whatever your task, work heartily, as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Meaning, whatever you do, whoever you interact with, whoever you serve, you are to treat that person as if that person is Jesus himself, not just another person, but that person and Jesus himself. Everyone has a purpose, whether it's a paid purpose or a volunteer purpose. We just need to listen to our prayers, our souls, and our hearts to know our purpose. No matter what we do in our daily routine, whether it's a vocation, it's a paid job, a paid career, or volunteer, we are called to do something, to live as Christians, which means we are to be living out God's love every day, sharing God's love every day in all that we do. And whether you are in what you consider ministry or not, I would like to give you the language that if you are serving God's people in whatever capacity that is, you have an opportunity to be doing ministry. And that's our call, to do ministry in everyday life. Christian love of ourselves includes acting on the faith that we are born with a meaning and purpose, a vocation and ministry that serves to strengthen and extend God's realm of love. Amen. So let's take a moment to reflect on the words spoken and the music played today.
In our busy world, we don't always take time to reflect. Let's transition from a time of reflecting to a time of giving. As a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and offerings. Let us join together in our unison prayer of dedication. Loving God, help us understand what you would have us do. Touch our mouths to give us blessed words. Make holy our hands to do your work. And bless these gifts from our pockets and ourselves to do your work today and beyond. Amen. How can we keep from singing all we've learned? Now we can tell everyone and invite them to the tent. How can we keep from singing? Let us join in singing our closing hymn, My Life Flows On.
Well, number one, I know there's lemonade and tea in the narthex. All are welcome to join. Please come next week at 10 a.m. I can't wait to see all of you so we can do something fun together downstairs in one of the big rooms downstairs. So, here we are. We are here and we are called. We are called to do ministry outside of this place in all that we do. And all are welcome in our tent. Go now in peace.